This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Tom Verry is joining us. He is the Director of Outreach and Development with the National Biodiesel Board. And Tom, as we look overall at the biodiesel industry, how do you gauge what we've seen as far as its economic impact and jobs, how that affects the industry and around the United States?
This year, we're looking at 3 billion gallons of biodiesel use. It's a little over 5% of our diesel pool, and it's being used coast to coast, and that generates significant economic activity. In fact, the USDA just came out with numbers that biodiesel will be using 7.1 billion pounds of soybean oil this year. That's going to be the second largest user of bean oil in the country. That's 35% of all the bean oil we produce. And it's a good thing because we just have such a surplus of soybeans and soybean oil. And if we wouldn't have had that, we've done some economic work. Long term, the value proposition back to the soybean farmers is about 63 cents a bushel. But we did a snapshot analysis and working with an economic firm, and they said, you know, for right now, the impact's about 90 cents a bushel. You know, the way the market is right now, I know farmers need all the demand they can get with the crop is sitting out there. So biodiesel's definitely delivering a good demand for their crop.
And this really is so wide-ranging from small cities to major metropolitan cities as well who have really embraced using biodiesel.
Our biggest market now is California, believe it or not. It is a 600 million gallon market. It's anticipated to grow to 2 billion gallons by 2030. So think about that. That's two-thirds of our current demand was going to be used in California alone in the coming years.
And its environmental effects, in this case, so positive for the state of California, too.
Absolutely. They have a program called the Low Carbon Fuel Standard. They're going to decarbonize the transportation fuels. Biodiesel is an excellent, cost-effective way to do that. In fact, California finds biodiesel is the lowest-cost option when to get carbon out of heavy-duty and medium-duty vehicles.
Do you see that demand continuing to rise as we head into 2019?
Boy, I sure do, Greg. I mean, Oregon has a similar program now in place called the Oregon Clean Fuels Program that has a similar goal to get carbon out of transportation fuel. That's going to be close to 100 million gallon market for biodiesel this year. Washington is looking to do some kind of carbon legislation to try to decarbonize their fuel. And believe it or not, we have a British Columbia has a similar carbon reduction program, and we're selling up there as well.
That's Tom Verry, who is the Director of Outreach and Development with the National Biodiesel Board, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.